mamas, and welcome. Thank you for tuning in to my very own Mom Bod podcast. I am still so very excited to be here with you guys. My name is Quintanya, aka Q, and I am bringing you the real and raw side of motherhood with this new podcast. Designed for moms who are struggling physically, emotionally, and mentally with adjusting to motherhood, all while balancing marriage, job, and of course, self-care. How do moms do it? Quite frankly, we don't know. But that is why I am here in this moment to guide you through it together. It's not easy, far from, and probably the hardest job there is. I am here in hopes to give you a village for moms by a mom because simply I understand. So come join my Mom Bod village to get the inside scoop of my mom life, my journey before, during, and after pregnancies, my working mom experiences, how on earth I keep my health and fitness in check, my marriage, and so much more. Things about to get real deep, but oh so necessary. Season 1, Episode 3, Blended Life. Let's get it. So starting back up right where I left off and addressing this side of my life that not everyone might know about or maybe suspect it, I'm just really here to answer those unanswered questions. I have a blended family. And if you don't know what a blended family is, or maybe never thought about it because it's not really your living situation, I will tell you that blended families have become more popular over the past few years. But what exactly makes a family be considered blended? Well, according to RaisingChildren.net, a blended family is a couple family containing two or more children of whom at least one is the natural or adopted child of both members of the couple, and at least one is the stepchild of either partner in the couple. So along with that, at least 50% of children in the U.S. live with a biological parent and step-parent, or as I like to call us, bonus parents. And specifically in my case, we are a non-residential blended family. I guess you could say it's kind of hard to explain that if you don't really know. But basically my stepdaughter, my bonus daughter, she doesn't live with us. However, we still are in very much communication and we see her and we get to, spend time with her. But she just doesn't live with us. And so blended families look very different depending on the dynamics and where the families are, the situations, just so many different factors go into play. And so really, I just want to talk a little bit about that because that is basically how my motherhood journey got started. I was a bonus mom first prior to having my own children. And I feel like that is a very big portion of my life that I have had to manage and learn and really develop into a completely different person as I have grown through this entire situation. So let's go ahead and get started there. So taking it back to 2015, that is a very sensitive year because me and my husband were not married then, but that is when his first daughter was born. And we were still in the mix of trying to figure out our relationship. We weren't together. We were not dating when she was born. We had actually broken up prior to all of this happening. And he was actually stationed. He was in the military. He was stationed somewhere else while I was in college. And I was very overwhelmed and trying to balance my student athlete life, keeping up with, a significant other in a completely different time zone, being 14-hour time difference. I was scared and I was not too sure about, I guess, my priorities at that time. And so in about, 2014, actually. I think I'm getting my years mixed up. So it had to be in like 2014. Yes, it was January 2014 when we broke up. And of course, like I just said, all of that just in 2014. And it wasn't until, you know, 2015 when she was actually born. And so from the time from January 2014 to February of 2015, me and my now husband, we were not, we just were not on good terms. You know, like I said, I was just trying to figure out my life and I was scared and I was having a hard time just focusing on school and trying to keep up, you know, with the relationship. And so I called it quits. And I was okay with that decision. You know, I was, of course, it wasn't easy, but I was okay because I was occupied. I was busy. I had to give my attention to something else and it was helpful. However, me and him were such good friends that, you know, we stayed in contact for the most part. And it wasn't until I got the news of him having a baby on the way that I completely like ghosted him. Is that, if people still use that word ghosted, I completely ghosted him. And for whatever reason, I was just still heartbroken, you know, because I still loved him. I loved him so much and I still do. But at that time I loved him and I was still very heartbroken, but we managed to talk through it. I had to take a step away from taking it personal and being his friend. You know, that's just something that we have always prioritized is being friends first. And at that time I chose to be his friend and not take it personal. Simple as that. And so we were able to talk through it. I was there just to support him. We still hadn't gotten back together. You know, it was a high stress moment. You know, this was something new for him. It was something very unexpected. And he was still, I guess, young for the most part. You know, he was fresh into his military career and things just didn't go, I guess, as he had thought they would. And that's okay because I was also there to just tell him, like, it's okay. You know, people do things and it's all about how we bounce back from it. You know, the situation is here, so you have to handle it. And we just kind of kept it moving forward from there. Thankfully, I have experience in my own family to where we have to manage blended families with, you know, with my siblings and their children, you know, my nieces and nephews. And so it wasn't unheard of for me to accept, you know, what is happening and how to really manage it. And so the end of 2014 comes and, you know, he comes and visits me at college and, you know, our families are still close. And I mean, we're still friends. We're not really thinking of anything more than that. It's just, you know, like I said, friends being there for friends, but the love was always there. And so that's what made things a little bit difficult for us because the love was always there and we still respected each other's boundaries. So this is when I was getting deep into my relationship with God. And when I tell y'all I prayed all day, every day. I cannot make this up. I wanted to make sure I had so much clarity in the decision about my role in all of this. And if this was something that I could take on, if this was something that I wanted, you know, it was a matter of me clarifying, is this me being comfortable or is this me really, really being in a place where I needed to be at? And so I prayed and I prayed and I prayed. And it wasn't until shortly after his daughter was born that I told him that I felt like I was okay with accepting the situation, because at the end of the day, we had eventually, you know, kept talking about it and we were taking it, you know, step at a time as far as like, did we want to be together? Should we be together? That kind of stuff. And so it was a matter of me finally coming to terms and actually giving him an answer like, yes, I'm ready and I can take this on. But like I said, that was February of 2015, and months go by, and we ended up getting engaged, you know, in September of 2015. And so, yes, I felt like, oh, we're doing this so good. We're feeling good. This is all working out. Everyone's happy. But there was just a side of things that I was not addressing as far as really knowing what exactly I was getting myself into. But today, looking back on that, I realized that no one in that type of situation, regardless of the dynamics of the blended family, no bonus parent or step parent or whatever really knows what is happening or how to really take on that type of situation. And so now today, with me having, you know, since then, I had my daughter in 2017 and I had my son in 2020. And today I do understand that, and I do accept, you know, fully believe that I made the right decision as far as being there for my husband, being his friend, and taking what I thought, you know, step at a time as far as my emotions go. But even then, like I've mentioned before, it's a process for me and him, and we're learning every day, and we are constantly, you know, talking and checking in with each other as far as what are we doing? You know, how are we feeling? Is this okay? Because it is something that's just not going to go away. And that's just how life is. You know, you have these situations come up and you handle them accordingly and you keep it moving. And so that is currently where we're at, you know, managing our two kids that we live with and being non-residential parents to his daughter. And we make it work. You know, we go see her when we can, or she'll come see us when she can. And now it's a little bit harder because we are literally thousands of miles in between each other. So it's something that we, like I said, it's always going to take that work. And it's something that we always have to consider because we are not physically with her. And so, yes, it's the FaceTime calls. It's the, you know, gifts in the mail or cards in the mail or whatever that can look like for us. But it's still definitely a full-on process that we're trying to manage every day. But like, what about now? How has that situation impacted the now? Well, first and foremost, it is a stressful situation just in general, trying to blend families. Of course, people have their own ways of doing things and different parenting styles, different careers, different locations. So many different factors goes into play. And it's only natural that misunderstandings or conflict or disagreements, you know, come into play. And it's just trying to keep people on the same page and keep everybody in consideration. And of course, that's going to just come with a lot of stress. But it's more so how do we, you know, manage that stress? How do we take care of everyone involved in that situation? And that is something that, again, it's going to take work. It always takes work. It's a daily process. And it's not something that happens overnight because, again, in the beginning of a blended family situation, it's not always apparent of how things are about to go, because again, you're blending different lifestyles together and trying to make it work for the sake of the child. And so going into that, you know, it's also number two, trying to figure out how to build a relationship with the child. For me, you know, being a bonus mom and forming a relationship, you know, with my bonus daughter, it's a lot to take in. You know, me being the person that I am, it came easy for me to love her and accept her, you know, and be there for her in the best way that I know how at that time and still till this day. And that's what we have to bank on, trying to build that relationship with her and her defining that role for what she wants me to be, not me defining that role. And that's super important because I also know that, of course, I'm not her mom. And every bonus parent should understand that concept as well, as we're not the real parent. So we have to do the work to figure out what role is that that we should be playing. And that's definitely up to the child. Not only for myself, but with my kids as well. And so right now they're not, you know, old enough to really understand the full picture, the bigger picture, but also developing that relationship between, you know, his daughter and mine and his kids. You know, what does that child feel when she's around her step siblings or her bonus siblings? You know, is everyone, you know, as far as emotions go, is everyone emotionally safe? Does everyone understand? Is everyone, you know, understanding, you know, who everyone is in this picture? And I think that's most important for me. And it may not be for everyone else, but on my end, from my perspective, my main focus is to make sure that all the kids, you know each other and have a relationship together, because at the end of the day, you know, if something happens to all the parents, it's like, well, I want you guys to know that y'all have each other. I want you guys to know each other and understand each other and love each other, because that is also, you know, important for the dynamics of a blended family. We want kids to be comfortable in their different places, especially with my bonus daughter, with us being the non-residential parents. It's like, I want you to feel comfortable. I want you to look at us as family, you know, and that's always a process. You just never know. Kids are very resilient and they're very flexible. And most of the time they do what they're told, but we don't have to sacrifice their emotions and their feelings when it comes to situations like that. And that's something to take into account. And then last but not least, when it comes to the relationship, all about having or ensuring that my bonus daughter understands her relationship with her residential parent as well. So her mom, and understanding that, you know, that is your mom and we're here to support you guys. And we understand that, you know, again, our lifestyles are very different, and ensuring her that, you know, her mom loves her and her dad loves her, and keeping that as sane as possible, you know, whatever that looks like for the daughter, just ensuring that security with everything that's happening. And so now the most important thing that I do want to talk about is the roles, right? What exactly is my role in all of this? And so I wanted to go there because that is the biggest struggle for me, is really managing myself and knowing what the expectations are and basically, you know, checking off boxes, making sure I'm doing all the right things. And yes, I do have my personality to blame for that, because I am a perfectionist. That is something that also I work on a day-to-day basis, but just knowing what I'm supposed to do and doing it 110%. And so recently I have, you know, been dedicating a lot of mental time to figuring this out, because the dynamics are now about to change and I want to make sure that I'm emotionally prepared for it. You know, I want to make sure that my family is prepared for it and that everyone is being taken care of, right? Everyone's being considered. Again, just allowing that security to be the priority, and making sure everyone is good and understanding of what's happening. And so it's been recent that I've had to take a step back and to reanalyze myself and understand my emotions when it comes to this, because it is still very hard, you know, for me to have a husband and him bring a child into our lives. And at the end of the day, I was very accepting of it and still very accepting of it. However, still paying regards to my emotions that come with that. You know, it's still very tough to take care of a child and love a child that isn't necessarily yours, you know, And that's something all step parents, I'm sure, have to think about, because decisions and parenting opportunities are there, and you know, you're not always a part of that, and you have to learn that it's okay. You know, you have to learn that my role, again, isn't to make the decisions, isn't to overstep those boundaries. I am here to support my husband in whatever he feels best to handle the situation, you know, and sometimes that can get a little blurry as well, because you also don't want to feel like you're leaving your significant other, you know, out to fend for themselves. But again, my role is not to take over. It is not, again, to be the primary parent, right? It's me here. I'm here for support. I'm here to give that additional love. I'm here to give that additional, that bonus. That's the whole part of being a bonus parent. I'm here to be that bonus parent and just really getting in where I fit in at the end of the day. It's really getting in where I fit in and just providing as much love and support as I can. And again, still working through that emotional process, whether a blended family, if it was a prior marriage or just a prior relationship, or I mean, sometimes there are no relationships, right? When it comes to children bringing children into this world. But at the end of the day, it's about everyone just, again, working together, laying down those expectations and being a team about it, you know, because it's all for the child. We want to give that child that best life that's possible, that we are able to provide, and just make it a very loving environment. Okay. So it's really, I guess that's really where I'm at. And so there you have it. Blended family life. Again, just addressing or admitting that, yes, it is very stressful just blending everyone together and doing what we think is best and learning what that system is going to look like. Really focusing on the relationships. What are those relationships, you know, look like? What do we want them to look like? How are we really engaging everybody, right? How is this environment? Is it loving? Is it secure? Those types of things, as well as everyone defining those roles, right? Letting us know, hey, letting each other know, this is what we want, this is what we need, and really moving forward from there. This one up. That was very interesting for me to go back and really share that with y'all. Be vulnerable. I love it. I love it. So again, thank y'all for tuning in to season one of Mom Bod. Stay tuned. The next episode will be right around the corner. Hopefully sooner than later. I am balancing a lot, so bear with me. Love y'all. Talk to y'all soon. I also wanted to add in that if this is something that you are struggling with, do not hesitate to seek out resources like counseling or books or things online just to make this process a little bit easier for you, because it is possible.